Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning with the Phils. They got on the right side last night, and they really got on it early. You know, jumping on that Blue Jays pitcher, six runs in the first, and obviously a great job of the Phils, Sanchez as well. So we'll get into the Phils as they bounce back in a very good way. And Bryce Harper, of course, played, which was outstanding.
And homered.
That's right. Vic Fangio, he spoke a lot yesterday. So did others. We'll get to that. There was a lot from the Vic Fangio thing yesterday on the Eagles defense, obviously, for the coming season. Look, those two things, heavy focus today. Some other things as well with you at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
A chicken once lived for 18 months without a head.
What?
I mean, yeah, that is a what?
Back in the 1940s, Mike the Chicken.
I don't buy it.
But how many wings did he have?
Yeah, I love when Joe is just like, nope, I'm out on this.
I am out on that one. I mean, what's the, according to who? What idiot? Really?
Great reaction.
And John, you report this stuff to the public. Like, who are you?
Nice use of report.
I'll tell you who he's not. He's not Edward R. Morrow.
The original.
See, James.
Good night and good luck.
Did anybody under the age of 75 get the Edward R. Morrow?
They should, you know?
They should. All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Boring people get
that. Yeah, I know. All right. So, no, not boring. Older. All right. So, we got a lot to do. Like, really nice job by the Phils. Bryce, right back in the swing of a tray with big damage last night. So a very, and you know what? I mean, to me, and it's great to talk about the hitters, and they did wonderful work. But, you know, starting pitching. I mean, you get a great starting pitch game, and they did from Sanchez, six innings, one run. That's typically a formula to win, and it worked. And so I hope people feel a little bit more calmed down. Look, in the end, we're going to find out in October how this team sinks or swims. I mean, the reality is the prior 4 days, games, shows you things can end fast because you can lose two or three games in a row, or in this case, 4 games in a row, and get zipped out. But I will contend, and I will maintain contending, that with this starting pitching, this is going to be a Phillies team that's going to be a team to be reckoned with in the postseason. Now, they might be reckoned to knock down 3 days, but they also might go for 3.5, 4 weeks and win the whole thing. I was happy with the Phils last night. Obviously, you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. We encourage you to do so. It was a great job
Trey's
by Bryce.
Trey's defense looks a lot better when he just goes yard.
Right.
And then goes yard.
And Bomer with maybe his best defensive play of the season last
maybe
night.
Maybe ever. Yeah. How about
maybe
that was awesome.
Ever. Maybe ever. All right. So
cat-like.
The whole Phils thing is on the table. And jump in at 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles, John. So if everyone listening right now missed the Vic Fangio press conference, it was a pretty lengthy one for the offseason. We're going to play big chunks of it as we move through the show. There's a lot to get into, from Jihad Campbell to Cooper DeJean to the safeties and the cornerbacks and like all this stuff. So know that we'll be playing it as we move forward. John, let's just start with this. I'm going to throw this out to you and everyone at 215-592-9494. What stood out to you the most? Because this is debatable what the biggest headline was.
I learned all sorts of stuff.
What hit you the most, John?
Vic Fangio does not sound concerned with base at all. He went so far as to say when he was asked about Jordan Davis coming back, oh, that wasn't my decision. He said, well, how did he say it exactly? Oh, that's not me.
Well, Howie makes those calls, yeah, which he does.
I didn't have anything to do with that decision. That's Howie's. Bringing him back, that's Howie's choice. He got almost, game show hosty up there. Hey, how many snaps you think we were in base last year?
Right.
He's asking the press conference.
Yep.
How many snaps you think we were in base last year? And the answer was 160. And when you look elsewhere, I mean, that number, I guess it depends on how you add it up, but somewhere close to 88%
yep.
of the time they were, in base.
Yep.
Not in base. They were in nickel or dime. Sorry. They were in base 12% of the time.
Yep.
Think about that.
Yeah, it's not much.
12%
so what you're saying
is, so that's Jordan Davis at nose tackle. That's when you have him inserted into the game. I thought it was fascinating when we found out that last season a lot of why they were in nickel so much is because of the way Cooper DeJean burst onto the scene and his comfortability and his ability to play that nickel spot. Their defense permutated into a lot more nickel, including the edge guys liked rushing from a nickel DN spot more than the wider base 3-4 spot, which I thought. I don't know.
John, you got really deep.
I was not expecting any of this.
All right, let me just jump in, ladies and gentlemen. The single biggest thing that stood out from the press conference yesterday is that Jihad Campbell, the rookie first round draft pick, may not be ready for the start of the season.
And Kobe Dean definitely won't.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that in a second. Wow. Number one, Campbell might not be ready. Now Vic Fangio didn't say it, but what he did say is he did say is that Jihad Campbell's not going to practice till August. And by the way, he didn't say early August. He didn't say late August. He didn't say mid-August. He just said August, which obviously means it could be any portion of August, which if it is mid to late August, there's a really good chance Jihad Campbell's not going to be ready for the start. So just know with all the and look, guys, I'm not going gloom and doom here. That's not where I'm at today. But let's start drilling down on some realities. The Eagles got an incredibly talented player at a spot 31 that the otherwise would not have gotten him. Because teams pass on him because he's injured. He's still injured. Like, so just know that going in.
He's going to be an inside linebacker for us this year.
Yeah, we'll get to that also. But just know going in, like, we don't know when Jihad Campbell's going to play because the Eagles don't even know when he's going to play. That's number one.
Well, we have a great idea that once training camp starts and he's out there and able to play, we'll feel good about
not
the fact
be out there.
We don't know if Jihad Campbell's
not going to start the season, my guess.
No.
If I had to bet, 100%. I would bet Jihad Campbell probably isn't playing until week four or something. I had to bet on it, that's my guess.
Because he's not practicing.
He can't practice till August. Johnny's a rookie, too. He's never been in this system, all that.
So that's number one.
That does not mean...
Hold on.
It doesn't mean that he's unable to do anything. He's not practicing.
He's not practicing. All right, number two, Nakobe Dean. James, you heard the Nakobe Dean thing. Frame this for those who missed it.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see Nakobe until mid-season or later. If I had to bet. Like, he used the phrase, we're not going to see Nakobe for a while, is what Vic said.
Think of it this way. He put August on Jihad Campbell.
Exactly.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
He put no month on the Kobe Dean.
And we know that's a bad injury. It happened in January.
Yeah.
Like, I would, honestly, like, I think there's a better chance that Kobe Dean doesn't play this year than he makes a major impact
November
for the Eagles this year.
What,
yeah, I would guess November,
saying.
December, comeback. But then you're coming in midseason,
right,
off this. Like, I don't think N'Kobe Dean can be counted on for much this
year. I agree with that. So put another way, the biggest thing, if you want to boil those two things down into one, is that they've got a linebacker issue.
Oh,
I mean, Trott Jr. is the starter now, right?
Trott Jr. is the starter. Right now, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is the starter. So I'll say this. It was a noteworthy press conference for early June to find out not one but two potential Eagles starters may not start the season. And I agree, James, with your assertion and Ray, your assertion. N'Kobe Dean, who, you know, we all came to love last year after a couple of years. I mean, we liked him because you could tell he was admirable. But for a couple of years, he was not good, okay? Let's just be candid. Not good. And by the way, also not healthy at times. Is again not healthy. James, to your point, it's like a more serious injury than tearing your knee, for which he could come back probably much sooner, or at least sooner, maybe not much. So this is a situation.
You're talking about N'Kobe Dean?
N'Kobe.
He's talking about ACL.
Yeah,
he did tear his knee, technically.
He's
talking about an ACL versus a patellar, is the point.
Yeah.
Patellar's way worse.
Yeah, so the reality is that they got an issue there. And it'll be fascinating to see how they juggle this around. Yeah, I think Jeremiah
Trotter. You have Smile Mondin. He did mention Smile
Mondin. That make you happy?
He's an inside linebacker. He actually said his name in this press conference.
Yeah.
You're making like we got no one else. There are other guys on this team.
Well, it's
who
not
play
good to
linebacker.
Have two potential starters already, you know, not ready to rock and roll in June.
We don't know that I'm excited to see Jihad out there, and that's August. That's training camp. They're waiting until training camp to let him practice. That's the way it is. He had surgery. It's okay. It's not. I don't want to be alarmist. I think you guys are being alarmist about Jihad Campbell.
I'm just reporting the facts.
No, we're just saying that don't expect him to start the season. Like, this is not alarmist. He's still got a long career.
I mean, John, you expected Bryce Harper to play last week, and they lost four straight games without him.
Like, you got to admit, sometimes you expect players to play when they can't play.
Okay.
The Eagles are very cautious with injuries.
And I do expect this kid to want to get out there.
It's not a matter of what.
In John's defense, Cooper DeJean missed all of training camp last summer.
And he played great.
But not every rook does that.
He wasn't a starter till after the bye.
Exactly.
Cooper DeJean was that's my point. I think John Campbell could be a major player for the Eagles this year. I just don't expect
him to
start the season as a starter. That's it.
Yeah, Vic Fangio, you know, laid out yesterday. It's not all smooth. So, look, we'll take your reaction on all of it. What do you make? I mean, it's interesting to have two different players at the same position group, if you will. And as John said, Jahad Campbell, as Vic Fangio indicated yesterday, expected to start when he does get in there from an inside linebacker standpoint, not edge rusher guy. So that was noteworthy. And then the Cooper DeJean thing yesterday, they clearly don't know when in base defense where he's going to play. It could be outside corner, it could be safety. Now, as John indicated, Vic Fangio's basically saying, listen, we don't even play that type of defense that much. Let's not make that big a deal of it. But he did indicate to a large extent where Cooper DeJean plays is going to be based. And this is interesting. And we talked about this last week as a possibility based on how the corners and the safeties do essentially like against each other. Like it's not just corner versus corner or safety versus safety. It's corner group versus safety group. Where are they best? Where are they weakest? And Cooper DeJean might fill in where they're weakest.
If they're not good, he's going to play.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. What we're factoring here is who's playing linebacker also.
Yeah,
because these smaller players, when we're in dime, you know, you're throwing a linebacker off the field and you're having a DB come onto the field to play linebacker like Cooper's so great at doing. So last year we went to smaller, because we were so good at doing that because Cooper DeJean can guard a guy in both directions in the nickel. In the slot, he became a linebacker. This is what we're talking about. The linebacker position, the small linebacker spot is what he was so great at last year and part of why we won the Super Bowl. And so what we're hearing from Vic Fangio is like he's becoming a staple. And we're going to build everything around the deficiencies of others where he can fill in.
Yeah, no, he's going to be out there a ton.
It's like a permutating the defense as it develops, like it did last season in season. We're going to watch it develop again this offseason with the new guys.
My gut feeling is that Cooper DeJean is more likely to play safety than outside corner. But we'll see. I mean, it's clearly to be determined. But I think they're weaker.
Well, that's a big
factor. At safety than corner, and I tend to think Cooper, and he's a great tackler, so you know he can play safety at an effective level. I kind of think that's where he'll be, you know, 15-20% of the snaps.
Vic Fangio insisted on throwing Tristan McCollum's name in there into the mix. You know, when that's the competition, Tristan McCollum, Sidney Brown.
Right.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like that stiff competition the same way it is on the outside with the corners.
We're going to play for you a lot of this Vic Fangio audio. It's very interesting. Obviously, you can weigh in today, 215-592-9494. Also, your chance to win Phillies tickets. We'll get to that. We'll go through more of the Phillies game last night. Obviously, you can weigh in on a terrific bounce-back victory by the Phils. So all of it on the table today, 215-592-9494. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, as always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know, it's the best place to find all of your favorite player props, and right now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. If you want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently or maybe flirting with a potential triple-double, well, you can, because you can get all the latest stats right inside the app and see who is heating up. Once the game starts, well, that's when things get really interesting. Combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. And if you don't already have the FanDuel account, well, what are you waiting for? Get in on the action and get that FanDuel app. Very easy right there in your phone. Get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins at FanDuel.com/hammer. All the deals I tell you on a daily basis, always available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer, whether it is, as we've been talking right there, a little bit about baseball, or also, of course, with hockey, the final start tonight, basketball, the final start tomorrow, all the sports, all the games, all available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.